From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we look at how special interest groups are getting out their message before tomorrow's caucuses in Iowa. But first, the White House has promised that the president will sign an executive order this week creating a bipartisan panel to investigate intelligence failures before the war in Iraq. There are doubts about the quality of the intelligence, specifically regarding Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. The controversy has grown since former weapons inspector David Kaye stepped down a couple of weeks ago and said he doubts any such weapons will be found and that the intelligence was wrong. His words put pressure on the president to back an investigation, something the White House had opposed. And that's the backstory. Joining us now for an update is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
So, Don, when can we expect this announcement? It's now the end of the week.
Well, good question. The president and his staff have said it would come this week. Here we are. It's Friday. We've had one briefing here already at the White House today. And at that point, Scott McClellan, the president's press secretary, said we expect it soon. He did not say it wouldn't come today. So we're all waiting.
And who might be on this panel?
The only name that's out there with any degree of certainty is Arizona Senator John McCain, a Republican who's been a bit of a maverick, a Republican who ran against President Bush in the year 2000. But it will be a 9-member commission. The others, we can expect that they will either be former senators or members of Congress, people with ties or experience in intelligence gathering. But as to who they will be, we're waiting for the list.
And what's taking so long to get this panel seated?
Well, the White House would argue that it's not taking that long because the president only decided over the weekend that a panel of this kind is necessary. But basically, they're nailing down the details and most likely running final checks on all of those that the president will put on the commission. The last thing they want, the last thing they need as this thing gets off the ground, as it gets up and running, is anything embarrassing to surface, any conflict of interest issues. You may recall that when the commission to investigate the 9/11 terrorist attacks was formed, the White House got to name some members of that commission, and the chair, the president picked to run it, Henry Kissinger, the former Secretary of State. He is now a much in-demand consultant, as you can imagine. He took the job and then resigned shortly thereafter because of potential conflicts. So they don't want something like that to happen again.
Well, questions about this panel's independence remain, and Democrats say the panel should not be named entirely by the president.
That is the ongoing debate about this panel, and it is something that will not go away. The president says it will be bipartisan, it will be independent, that its members will bring a great deal of integrity and experience to the task. But Democrats in Congress and some of the presidential candidates have been saying, how can it even look completely independent if every single person sitting on this commission was named by the White House? They would have liked Congress to have had some input, and that is clearly a criticism that will remain out there.
And the deadline, too, expected to be sometime in 2005, well after the election. That's prompting some criticism, too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. On one hand, even the president's critics are saying that this panel needs to be given enough time to do its job. It shouldn't be rushed. But they also say that some of the findings should be made known before the election so that people can consider that before they choose an ex-president, before they decide whether they will vote for President Bush in the November election.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks a lot, Don.
Thank you.